From the Northfield Rotary Club, Jim Lowe. Good morning, Jim.
Well, thank you for having me in today, Jeff. It's hard to think about Thanksgiving and a turkey trot when it's such a beautiful Friday morning, but it's time to start talking turkey.
You know, I'm really kind of hoping that Thanksgiving brings us 70 degrees with sunshine. It is coming, and it probably won't be that warm, but I'm sure it's going to be a good Thanksgiving this year, and it's certainly good for the Rotarians because you have the turkey trot, and it's a ways off, but the planning and the sign-up and everything, you're getting it underway right now.
Oh, that's exactly right. We typically start planning for the turkey trot about December. We try to line up events and different things for the upcoming year. But we really hit it hard about this time of the year. We've got our new logo all picked out, and we're going to be basing our trot this year, same general location, but we're very grateful for the First United Church of Christ. We'll be using that facility this year, that building, for kind of our staging site, and then we'll be starting right out in front. So just right next to the White Center, Carlton's been a tremendous partner for us in the past, and we'll hope to use that White Center again. But we're looking for a great turnout. We typically have, you know, between 900 and 1,000 runners on Thanksgiving morning. And it's just a great event, and it's been a tremendous fundraiser for our Rotary Club. But I think more importantly, it's been a great kind of a homecoming for, you get college students coming back for Thanksgiving. You get to see their friends. And there's a lot of runners in this community that can get together and feel good about eating a lot of turkey when you get a good start to the day.
Yeah, you brought up that Northfield basically has two permanent homecoming days. Actually, three. You've got the football team, but you also have Townie Night on defeat days and the turkey trot. So there's a real good chance you're going to meet a lot of people you haven't seen in a while when you go to any of those three events.
Well, that's a great point, and we're happy to be in that group.
Mm-hmm. Jim Lowe is with us from the Northfield Rotary Club. People, you do encourage people to sign up in advance, and that sign-up opportunity for them is coming up soon. Let's go through that registration process.
Okay, perfect. If you've run before and you provided an email, you'll be receiving an email today that will have a link to the TicketSpice sign-up platform that we use. And I can tell you that it's working. I just signed up this morning. So I've got the low runners team is all signed up. So we've got at least five runners signed up to run on Thanksgiving morning. It's a very easy process. You just click through where you're prompted, and it should be just fine. And you get a confirmation afterwards.
Now, do you still get the T-shirt with that and all the other things that people have been accustomed to getting?
Oh, for sure. We're very grateful to work with Kurt Larson over at Larson Printing. We're going to have a nice long sleeve T-shirt again this year. We try to have a different color every year, so if you run, you won't have all the same color. And we're grateful for all the sponsors that we will include on the back of the T-shirt. So if you're interested in being a sponsor for this event, I think you'll find some value to that, and we certainly appreciate that, and we'll get you prominently situated on the T-shirt.
Yes, and your name will be associated with the Rotary Club as one of their sponsors, and the Rotary Club is such an impressive group. They're such an active group. We have a number of the Rotarians in for different reasons throughout the year. And it's like, boy, you do this, you do that, the other. There's no one thing that the Rotary Club does. They do a lot of things. You do have a couple of focuses. And lately, I know climate action has been one of the reasons that we've had Rotarians in before. But that's just one of your causes.
Right. That's one of the new platforms that our Rotary Club and Rotary International has embraced. Many people are familiar with the eradication of polio campaign that's been ongoing. And even this year, it's kind of reared its ugly head again. So we have more work to do on that front. Locally, we are very active in the Rotary Youth Exchange, where we have up to 6 to 8 students coming into our club each year and about the same number going outbound. So it's a tremendous opportunity for our local students to go out and spend a year abroad, and for us to welcome some of our foreign brothers and sisters to our club.
Yeah, I recently met one of the exchange students, and she was in from Germany for this semester. And the cultural exchange that they get is just, I mean, we were talking to her about some of the customs and things that go on in Germany. And even though it was a conversation of about 2 minutes, you still learn things. And the main thing is you learn there's just such a common bond from people all over the world, from different cultures and nationalities. It leaves you feeling good.
It really does. And it opens your eyes to the reality that there's good everywhere. And mm-hmm. I think we can become, we open up our minds a lot when we have those opportunities. And I think it's a great organization. I'm proud to be part of Rotary. And the funds that we raise through our Turkey Trot will help to support those activities. So I hope that you'll consider running with us this year. If you don't get the email, you can also check out the local Northfield Rotary website. Well, there'll be a link to the Ticket Spice as well. People are pretty familiar with working around websites now, so I think mm-hmm. that should be something. If you just give it a shot, you can. Or else let me know. I'm over at Community Resource Bank, and I'd be happy to take your name and help you get signed up.
And we'll also give the Rotarians a plug to become part of the Rotary Club. If you have, some of the things that we've been talking about interest you, or if you'd just like to go check it out, you meet on pretty much a weekly basis.
We do. We meet on Thursday at noon at the Methodist Church here in town, and we're back and it's a live meeting. We'd love to have people join us as a guest and love to see our club grow. We're a service organization, and many hands make the load light, so we like to have a lot of people helping us out. So please consider joining Rotary.
All right. Jim, is there anything else we should know about either the Turkey Trot or you'd like to pass along about the Rotarians?
Well, I'll just add one more thing. During the COVID pandemic, we did have to take 1 year where we went completely free range. Still is a successful fundraiser for the Rotary Club, and we continue to offer that option. So if you're interested in participating in our Turkey Trot, but you're not going to be in Northfield on Thanksgiving morning, we have a free range option. So can just work yourself through that Ticket Spice registration, and you'll see that option, and we'll hope that you consider that as well. You'll get the great T-shirt, and you can run on your own time.
All right. Jim, thank you so much for coming in today and bringing the information with you. We much appreciate it. Best of luck to you on the Turkey Trot. It's going to be another great year.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me in today.
Mm-hmm. Jim Lowe from the Northfield Rotary Club. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.